Dolphin Slaughter. Dolphin documentary film is a big hit. When was the last time you saw dolphins at an aquarium? Was it fun to watch? Do you think the dolphins enjoyed it? A new film shows just exactly where some of these dolphins come from. And it isn't pleasant. The Cove is a documentary film with a lot of blood. Dolphin blood. It's all about dolphin drive hunting, which is a method of hunting dolphins that fishermen use. They use boats to drive the dolphins into a bay or onto a beach. Once there, the dolphins are prevented from escaping and are then killed in the water with knives or spears. The dolphins are mostly hunted for their meat, but some are captured and end up in dolphinariums, including the world-famous SeaWorld parks. This form of dolphin killing takes place in many places around the world. There are dolphin drive hunts in the Solomon Islands, Peru, and the Faroe Islands, a group of islands that lie between Scotland and Iceland and that belong to Denmark. In the Faroe Islands, it's mostly pilot whales that are killed for their meat, but dolphins also end up slaughtered. In this case, the animals are driven onto the beach or dragged there with hooks and then killed mercilessly. The Cove focuses on a particular dolphin hunt near the town of Tajai in Japan. Every year, more than 2,000 dolphins are driven into a cove near the town and killed. The documentary film is directed by former National Geographic photographer Luis Cejuelos and was made secretly throughout 2007 using underwater microphones, high-definition cameras disguised as rocks, and a camouflaged camera crew hidden on headlands. Also appearing in the film is Rick O'Barry, the director of Save Japan Dolphins Coalition and a marine mammal expert. He trained dolphins for the popular 1960s TV series Flipper. He is credited with having started the dolphin entertainment industry, but has spent most of his life fighting against it. So what do the people of Tajai, population circa 3,400, think about it? Many people think that they are being unfairly singled out. The town of Tajai has a 400-year history of whale and dolphin hunting, and its fishermen only catch about 20% of Japan's yearly dolphin quota. Town Council Chief Katsutoshi Mihara told the Yomiuri Shimbun newspaper, "Almost all the dolphins caught in Japan are sold for meat near the towns where they're caught, and only 1%, about 12, are sold live to aquariums." Masashi Nishimura, manager of the Japan Fisheries Association's international section, said, "I don't think it's a big topic here," he says. "As long as the killing is humane, dolphins are like other animals to us." But for many people, dolphins are special. They are clearly highly intelligent mammals, and they often form strong bonds of friendship with humans. Primates such as chimpanzees, gorillas, and orangutans are also protected species. Should these levels of protection be extended to marine mammals too? Many believe they should.